Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, finished answering the fourth question, so listen as we continue with the next question.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Okay, we go on to question number five. And again, this is more in line with our marriage, divorce, and remarriage. I didn't want to make this whole thing about it, but since so many questions, the abounding amount of questions come in, I thought I'd just bring another one. It says, I have problems with my husband leaving me. He has been seeing someone else. We have been married many years. I am so hurt. I'm thinking of leaving him. What should I do? Well, that is hard. That really is hard. And, you know, when I get these questions like this, and I've had to deal with these over the years in the churches that I've pastored, and just like I said, when I said, well, the cause of fornication, adultery, is an exception, but it's not God's will. I never counsel, hey, you got ground, go ahead. I don't ever do that. So I answered this lady's letter. I said, I'm so sorry to hear this. I know your heart must be heavy. Please don't leave him. Please allow me to make the following suggestions. And by the way, I've made these suggestions to so many down the years. And if you're a listener and you think I'm talking about you, and you say, well, I didn't write you. Why is he writing that about me? No, I've given these same suggestions to many over the years. Number one, draw closer to the Lord, getting to know his person all the more. That will require more time in God's word, but not reading it to see problems with your husband, but rather to know the Lord's all the more, to know his person all the more. And understand the passage. The mind and the personhood of God behind each passage. This will require a lot of meditation into the word itself. Not the problem, but the word, and seeking to know the person of God and asking God to reveal himself to you in his personage. So that's your first step. Number two, pray. Asking God to use preachers, Sunday school teachers, in your church, friends, witnesses. Use then to share the word of God that will speak to your husband's heart. Perhaps bring great conviction. Ask God to disturb his sleep with conviction. I've even had people ask me, would you tell God to quit? Waking me up all the time. I need to sleep. Well, they need to get right. Number three, ask God to reveal the negatives of the other person that he is seeing to him and of him to her, that they may become repulsive to one another. Ask God to do what is necessary to put the fear of God in his heart about this issue. Number four. Pray, asking God to restore both yours and his love for each other to the point then that it is stronger than it was ever in your marriage. You see, the goal is not only for the problem to stop, but it's for your relationship to become stronger and in Jesus Christ. Number five, realize that giving up or quitting brings only temporary relief with long-term regret. Trust God to work in His time. Why? Because His way is perfect. Sometimes we say things and we do things because we get impatient. Learn to wait on God. Number six. Remember that God is your refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. Don't give up until God gives the victory. It's hard, I know, but don't give up. Number seven, ask God to do what's necessary to put His fear in your husband's heart. Now, let me just interject something here. I've told people, why don't you pray and ask God to do what's necessary to put His fear in their heart, short of killing or maiming anyone to do so? And killing or maiming somebody might do that. But oh, how hard that is to have to carry that this is what God had to do to get my attention. I remember a pastor who ran away from the call of God, come back after his little girl got killed in an accident. And before he would preach, he would always lay the picture of his daughter on the pulpit to remind him to keep on keeping on, preaching the word regardless of what people think or say. Now, by the way, this listener did not tell me if they have children, so let me just insert that that's the reason I said that, because they may have children or grandchildren. I don't want anything like that, and we don't yet. God's will must be all in all. Now, number eight, and finally, forgiveness must already be in your heart if your husband wants to get right. Right now, your goal may be getting your marriage right, getting him to give up that relationship and all that. Comes back. One of the easiest things I've found over the years is for, whether it's a woman or a man, it works both ways. After they get it back and it's together, they think, that dirty bum, look what they did to me. And they are hurt. And they're bad hurt. And it continues that way. So again, I encourage you to make sure that you make this thing right, but you have the forgiveness in your heart. You can't forgive somebody if they don't ask for forgiveness. You can only forgive them of what they tell you. Let us imagine that a man is cheating on his wife or a woman is cheating on her husband, and they get caught. And one says, well, listen, we only kissed each other. Nothing else happened. Would you forgive me? And the person, the husband, the wife, whatever the situation may be that was offended, forgives and forgives both of them. A few years later, you may find out, well, they actually had sexual contact, not just kissing, all the way. Then that woman, perhaps that man, they're hurt again. And there needs to be an asking of forgiveness again, because what is not confessed is not forgiven. Now, it's going to be hard to forgive. It'll be hard for a person to confess, but it'll be just as hard, if not harder, to forgive knowing that you've been betrayed of your holy vows that you made before God and man. So that's why you've got to walk with God through it all, seeking His forgiveness. Well, I let the lady know that we would pray for her. And again, see, some of you can see how there's been pain involved with these letters. And I just can't help but to feel myself at times saying, I don't want to answer these letters because these people are going through some real pain. Question number six was our next one. This person sent an email, which I answered, but I'm not sure that it's a question. They titled it Stormy Seas. Now, I didn't keep their email, so I hope they're listening today so that they get the answer, but that's the way they titled it, Stormy Seas. It says, Dear Pastor Bloom, I read something that an author wrote about Matthew 14:24 in his commentary. Not that I read him very often, but I did this morning, just by chance. The disciples are caught in the storm. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind is contrary. And he says, the great danger the disciples were in, and the great difficulties they had to encounter as they were in the midst of the sea, tossed with the winds and the waves that was so contrary, and Christ was absent. And now this is the part I like. The wisdom of God often suffers His church to be tossed upon the waves of affliction and persecution. But they shall not be swallowed by those persecutions and afflictions. Often is this ark of the local church upon the waters that in those trials, in those troubles, oh yes, those are stormy seas, but as long as they stay on the ship of God's word, they are never drowned. Well, I like that statement. I guess that's why I'm sharing it with you. It gets us away from the most of the questions that we've had coming into us here. But I said, thanks for sharing that. The cult of blended and contemporary churches has taken hold of many formerly fundamental churches. As much as similar type sins overcame Israel and led to their captivity and the losing of their land for 70 years the first time, and for 1,900 years the second time. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.